It all started on the day that I died. If there had been an obituary, it would have described the unremarkable life of an unremarkable woman, survived by no one. But there was no obituary, because the day that I died was also the day I started to live. But that comes later. This was my life. Days blended together, consistently ordinary, thanks to a job that was the practical version of my passion.
I'm sorry.
I was supposed to be an artist by now. Instead, I was designing ads for beauty cream.
You are so addicted to that stuff, Sally.
Happily. You mean it's magic in a bottle, baby.
I don't even know how you get it. It's not even in production yet.
We have our ways.
No!
Headaches again. My brain's all tight and cranky. Ooh.
In 1 week, precisely, we will launch the most exciting and revolutionary product to hit the beauty industry since... soap. Beauty... Now, beauty doesn't just hide the effects of aging, it actually reverses them. However, with change must come sacrifice.
My husband and I have decided that it's time for me to step aside as the face of Hedaire. It has been a magnificent 15 years. But we have decided to choose a new face to represent Violine.
Exactly. Drina, the future of Hedaire Beauty. And now, ladies and gentlemen, I look forward to seeing you all at the gala where you can toast to Drina and our success in person.
Careful, George. She's not old enough to drink.
You've got more talent than anybody in the building, which I hate you for, by the way.
Sal, this is my first lead campaign. It's got to be perfect. You know that.
What is wrong with you?
Good luck.
Yeah. You simply couldn't resist it, could you? You had to make a scene out of it, Laurel.
What's the matter, George? Did I steal your moment?
Come in.
Hi, Mr. Hedaire. Did you still want to see me, or...?
Sit.
Right, okay.
I'm not pleased. This isn't even close to what I wanted. I can't imagine what on earth you were thinking.
I am so sorry.
I mean, look at this red. It's all wrong. I wanted it darker.
I specifically heard you say that...
I know what I said.
Okay, maybe I misunderstood you.
Clearly.
Mr. Hedaire, I know I can fix it. If you give me a chance, I know I can fix it.
I do not reward incompetence. I have no idea why I expected your art to show better taste than your wardrobe. Oh, and do try and get a manicure, will you?
Oh, for God's sake, George. Let her fix it. She's good, and you know it.
Whatever. By tomorrow night. Midnight.
Right. Thank you.
Maybe turn the music down just a little.
Whatever it is you're feeling, it's not worth it, you understand? Now look, I'm a cop. Maybe I can help.
Okay, I'm fine. It's just that...
Listen to me. We're going to get through this together, okay? Now, what's your name?
Patience Phillips. But this cat...
Sure, Patience. And it's a real beauty. Very cute.
But the cat's not up here anymore.
Okay, and I'm sure that makes you very sad. Oh! What's your apartment number?
23! Oh!
Sure you're okay?
That was the cat.
You weren't kidding. You actually climbed out there to rescue your cat.
Yeah. I mean, no, it's not my cat. It's our cat.
To rescue somebody else's cat? Well, that's something else.
Well, oh, my gosh, I'm late for my job. I'm on a deadline today.
Oh, yeah? Well, good luck with that.
Thanks. Thank you.
After all, no one can defeat Father Time. Though you did put up a hell of a fight, didn't you? Beuline works wonders, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
I have a busy day today. Drinks, then dinner. Don't wait up, will you, darling?
I stopped waiting a long time ago, George.
Oh, and that lunch tomorrow. Cancel that, too, will you?
Problem?
I doubt it, but Slivicki won't stop calling. You know, scientists, they're worse than models. You have to cuddle them all the time like little children.
I'll have Wesley rescheduled.
Bye.
Man sandwich, 12 o'clock.
Oh, my God.
Hello, Miss Phillips.
Hi. This is the officer I was telling you about from earlier.
Detective Long. Tom Long.
God, that is such a good name. Tom Lone. Rhymes with cone, phone, bone. Not that rhyming's all that important. Oh, this will be my cubicle. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
How'd you get...
You dropped something. You know, you can really cover a lot of ground when you're in a hurry.
Thanks.
Is this yours?
Yeah.
It's nice.
Thanks.
Yeah, it kind of reminds me of early Chagall. Elegant, but whimsical. Very much in the tradition of the old Dutch masters.
I'm impressed.
Don't be. I noticed all the art in your apartment, so I Googled at the office. No, but really, I like it.
Thanks.
Listen, I wanted to apologize to you about this morning, thinking that you were a jumper. I was hoping I could make it up to you by taking you to coffee. I know this great Italian place around the corner, Greccio's on 6th. Or, listen, maybe tomorrow's better. Say 1 o'clock.
Okay.
Yeah? Okay, so tomorrow then, 1 o'clock. You make sure she gets there, right?
Yes, officer.
I'm counting on you.
Oh, if I screw it up, you can throw away the key.
See you tomorrow.
Okay. Bye. Patience. That is a man in serious like with you. You think? Hello?
Oh, man, we got a lot of work to do. Okay, first, you got to shave those legs. Second, you have to wear that leather outfit last night I got you for your birthday.
Remember? First, it's only coffee. And second, I will never, ever, ever wear that leather outfit.
Hi, this is Patience in the art department. Yeah, I'm expecting a messenger to come and pick up a...
But it's gotta be there by midnight.
Well, I know it's not your fault, but... Okay. I'll take it myself.
Come on, Flavicky. When did you grow a conscience?
I don't care that the FDA never saw the headaches and the nausea and the fainting spells. Those are symptoms I can live with.
Hello?
And with what we stand to make from consumers demanding their fix, I can live with it being addictive, but these side effects from the long-term studies...
That won't happen if they keep using it, and we'll make sure they do, because that's where the money comes from.
I'm not sure anymore.
Hello? Hello?
I thought I could live with it. I can't live with turning people into monsters.
Oh, my gosh.
You've got to let me pull the plug. We can't let this go on the shelves. Who's there?
I'm on my way.
Come out now, it's okay. We'd just like to ask you a few questions, all right?
Sorry, but I think maybe I'm in the wrong...
What are you doing?
Don't ever do that again.
Out of waste stream and jumped in a pipe. We don't know who she is, but we all know what she heard.
We can't risk it. Get rid of her.
Seal the door.
Thank you.
Patience, Phillips. I have never been so proud of you. You're probably sipping your decaf soy, whatever, right now. Fantasizing about licking the foam off his lips. Oh, wait, that's what I'm doing. Anyway, how'd the presentation go? Did you give me free samples of it? Listen, call me.
Yeah, hey, Patience, it's Tom Lone. I'm here at Greccio's waiting.
You're not here. Anyway, I gotta get back to work, so,
bye.
Are you Ophelia Powers?
Yes.
I got your cat off a ledge, and ever since...
By midnight. You've never brought a stranger home before. Please, come in.
No, I can't come in. I've got to go to... I'm late.
Midnight.
I'm sorry?
Her name. She's an Egyptian Mao. The rarest of breeds. Temple cats. It's said that Maos have special powers.
Mm-hmm. Like popping out of nowhere?
I know. Among other things.
Mm-hmm. Your cat...
Socrates. No caffeine. It makes him irritable. You look a little out of sorts yourself, my dear. The cats, perhaps. They seem to be taking quite an unusual shine to you.
Well, this has been a really bad day for me already. I can't even remember most of yesterday.
Perhaps I can help you.
Right. You know, this really isn't your problem. I don't even know why I'm here, so...
It's all right. Tell me, please.
No, really, I'm late for work. I'm sorry. I shouldn't even...
You should come back any time. I'm always here. Catnip.
I'm fine.
What the hell is wrong with you, Phillips? You never delivered the design. You do not, in fact, even know where they are, and you do not know where they are because, and I quote you, you cannot remember. Your incompetence is staggering.
Huh? Are you even listening to me?
Uh-uh.
Is not nearly enough.
Okay. Then let me try the remix. I'm sorry for every second I wasted working for an untalented, unethical, egomaniac like you.
Clean out your cubicle. You are fired.
My hero.
saying it, but I wasn't saying it. Do you understand?
Well, whoever said it, the thanks of a grateful art department.
You don't understand, Sal. I wanted to cause him pain.
I'm sorry. What was that?
Allergies? Maybe.
You just got fired, remember?
But it's so pretty. Sal? Sally? Sally?
Hello?
Sally? Hey.
Have you ever noticed that when they keep you for observation, no one really observes you?
Sally, did they tell you what was wrong?
No, they have no idea.
Yeah, they did run a million fun tests, though.
Hey, upside, you gotta see my doctor.
Okay, I can see you're feeling better.
Reminds me, what's up with the hot yet modest, but who cares because he's so hot, detective?
It's not gonna work out, Sal.
Please, patience, you never think it's gonna work out.
Because it doesn't. Anyway, I've got a good reason for saying it this time. Trust me.
Look, this time I refuse to let you sabotage a good thing. If it's broke, fix it. All right? Now, I love you, and he is going to love you. Now, go. Ooh, go give him some brown sugar. I got to meet my hearty doctor.
Tell me I look vulnerable.
Being good is something you keep in your heart because you choose to put it there. I'm not saying it's easy. I'm not saying that some people don't choose to be bad, but I want something different for you. I want something better. You understand?
Yeah.
Can I see your gun?
No. You know what makes somebody...
Will you shoot it?
No. I want you to be the good guys. You got it?
Yeah.
Let's go shoot some hoop.
I called the police station and they said you might be here. You never got your coffee. Oh, you're a brave man to be facing a mob like this. No backup?
I'm used to working alone most of the time.
Is that by choice or...?
Yeah, yes. No, I've had partners before, but it turns out I take my job a little too seriously.
Well, you know my friend Sally? Well, that's what she says about me. She says that I'm, fun deficient.
Oh, I don't believe that.
That's what she says.
One-on-one?
Who? Me and her?
Yeah, come on!
You want to do this? Seems so fun deficient to me.
Mr. Hadir wanted me to inform you that he'll be at the factory the rest of the afternoon.
If by the factory you mean he's at the Four Seasons teaching Drina how to unlock the mini bar. consider me informed.
Well, he just said that he'll be working with...
Wesley, George hasn't said anything meaningful to me since he said, I do.
Advances in modern medicine, this place would at least have a wet bar.
Seems like you're feeling better, Sal.
Some new medication I can't pronounce. So, what's up?
Nothing. Just fixing a little snack.
Really? Well, what I would like to know is did you fix it with the cute cup?
I think I did.
Woo-hoo! Ooh, details and make it good, honey. I'm sitting here in a paper dress, for God's sakes.
All we did was talk and play a little one-on-one. You know how to play basketball?
Apparently I do.
I even went Shaquille on his butt.
Patience. Have I taught you nothing? You never beat a guy at sports. It messes him up. They end up in a men's group banging on a drum.
It's not like I meant to. It just happened. I'm telling you, Sal, something really, really weird is happening to me. I practically jumped him.
Hello. That's called lust, sweetheart. Animal attraction.
You think? What if it gets worse?
I mean, what if the next time...
Next time he asks you out again?
I love this guy.
So do I. But it's me I'm worried about. Felt like I couldn't be myself.
Yeah, well, feel free to be me next time you're with him.
Sally.
I'm teasing. Just be yourself.
Myself. Okay. I'll try.
Oh, I gotta go. Future father, my children's coming.
Sweet dreams, honey.
Excuse me. I think I might have a fever.
I think I can make an exception.
I'm flattered. But do you think this one time you could turn the music down just a little? Now keep it down. Thanks for the party. I had fun.
Amateurs.
You boys thought you could come in here and steal all these beautiful things? What a perfect idea.
I was one of a kind. From Egypt.
That's a hell of a profile. These days she jumps around like a cat.
What should we call her?
Cat chick.
No.
Cat broad.
What do you got?
I knew you'd come back when you were ready.
the goddess Bast. The mouths are sacred to Bast. They're her messengers.
Wow, you wrote this?
I was a professor for 20 years. Until I was denied tenure. Male academia.
Bast is a rarity. A goddess of the moon and of the sun. She represents the duality in all women. Docile, yet aggressive. Nurturing, yet ferocious.
What does all of this have to do with me? I mean,
what happened the other night?
I don't remember.
Do you want me to tell you?
Yes.
You died.
What? I didn't die. I mean, look at me. I'm right here.
You died. But you were reborn.
Oh, you're crazy. You are a crazy cat lady.
Midnight knew your fate. That's why she tested you. To see if you are worthy of a gift she could give you. A gift that could change your life. And give you a new one. You're not alone, child. You saved others before you. Look. Women are not contained by the rules of society. You follow your own desires. This is both a blessing and a curse. You will often be alone and misunderstood. But you will experience a freedom other women will never know. You are a cat woman. Every sight, every smell, every sound incredibly heightened. Fierce independence, total confidence in human reflexes.
So I'm not patience anymore?
You are patience. And you are Catwoman. Accept it, child. You spent a lifetime caged. By accepting who you are, all of who you can be free, and freedom is power.
You saved my life, Midnight. But somebody killed me. And I've got to find out who and why.
Done.
Absolutely.
Keep the change.
What can I do for you?
White Russian. No ice. Hold the vodka. Hold the Kahlua.
Green. Straight up.
Looking for something?
There's something wrong with Violine. She heard something she wasn't supposed to hear. I don't know.
And her dear is covering it up.
Into monsters.
Love the hair.
You good?
It feel good.
This guy is really good for you.
Aren't you glad I pushed you into it?
Props to Sally.
Hmm?
Let me hear my props.
Props to Sally.
Yeah.
Clothes and a treat. So, are you going to be okay or what?
I do feel better. I'm just maybe laying off the cosmos for a couple days. Check this out. Some crazy chick in a cat suit murdered Slavicki last night.
The actions of this lunatic will not keep Violine off the shelves. We will launch next week as planned, because we owe it to the women of this country. Because...
Please. That guy is so full of himself.
I'm almost out.
Let's see. How long have you been having these headaches, Sal?
for a month.
Okay, do me a favor. Stop using this.
Why?
Because it's making you sick. Trust me.
Poor Tom from Forensics. Oh, and, it's the Vicky homicide. Maybe you want to look at that.
Hey, Bob, let me ask you a question. Would your wife crawl out on the ledge of a building to rescue a stray cat?
Maybe. The cat was carrying a pizza.
There are similarities. Shape of the S, harsh stroke of the R's.
Were they written by the same person?
Well, it's not an exact science. But this first one, the broad spacing of the letters, indicative of loneliness. And the O, reaching out, insecure, handwriting of a people pleaser. Now, we look at the loop of the Y, very self-confident, almost angry. And the O, well, this person doesn't like to play by all the rules.
So they're different people?
Very. If you put these two women in the same room, you're going to have one hell of a party.
You got a big weekend planned, Tom?
I do now. How are you supposed to let me win?
Not that kind of girl.
What kind of girl is that?
A loser.
Can I ask you a question? You work for Hadair, right? Somebody was murdered at his factory the other night.
Hey!
All right.
I'm sorry.
Can you think of anybody who might have a grudge against the company?
Lots of people. I mean, George Hadair isn't the nicest guy in the world, you know? He fired me. What? Am I a suspect now, detective?
No. Looks like we're going to be up here for a while.
You in a hurry? Tough little guy, you know that? Take it easy, partner.
Bye.
It's over.
Well, I'm not sure how you did it, but I'm impressed.
Well, I saw how you did, and so am I.
You know what?
What?
We should celebrate. Why don't you let me take you to dinner tonight?
Oh, I would love to, but I can't. Not tonight. I've got some, business that I have to take care of.
killed Slavicki.
You don't believe everything you see on TV, do you?
What do you want?
Your husband. Is he home?
I'm here. Why on earth would he be home?
Oh, too bad. If your husband ever comes home, tell him I'm all about Biolin. It's disease in a jar. I wouldn't cock a sink with it.
Come on. I've been using it for years.
It's your funeral. Because whoever killed Slavicki did it to keep Biolin's toxic little secret.
Are you suggesting that my husband is a murderer?
I'm suggesting that you tell me where he is, so I'll ask him myself.
I suppose I should be shocked. Protest his innocence. But the truth is, that man's capable of anything. You want to find him? There he is. I'd like to help. How can I reach you?
Well, I'm not exactly listed.
Take my phone.
Relationship.
Ooh, I love this part.
Who the heck?
Like my nails? Just got them done. Oops. My bad.
Get your paws off me this instant!
I know about Biolin, and you're the one covering it up.
What?
So did my girl Patience. That's why you killed her.
What? I didn't kill her.
Too bad your last words would be a lie.
Right there. Mm-hmm. Don't you move. Now, come down from there nice and easy.
Cats come when they feel like it. Not when they're told.
I'm not going to tell you again. You turn around, you put your hands on your head.
Game?
Yeah, now we're playing.
You're playing, I'm at work.
Seems like you love your job. Don't I get dinged it first?
I'll beat you in your cell.
Not on the first date.
Don't flatter yourself, lady. I'm taken.
Does she know about us?
There's no us.
Too bad.
It's over.
Okay, boys. Show of hands. Who can see in the dark? I can.
But this is a disaster. It's a total bloody disaster. How does she know all this? Who is she anyway? And how come I did...
It's all right. Don't be scared.
Great. You haven't got a clue, do you? I mean, we are on absolute ruin here, and your brilliant piece of advice to me is don't be scared.
No, my advice to you, George. Quit the self-tanning. Stop eating Viagra like they're vitamins. Resist the urge to date children born the same day they invented the cell phone. For once, George, in your miserable life, be a man. Terrific. Bealine works wonders, doesn't it?
Okay, Sal. What do you think?
I don't know. You going to a church or a Playboy Mansion?
Well, that was helpful. I'm such a freak.
I'm a freak Thursday through Sunday. Big deal.
Okay, but what if he doesn't like the real me?
You can't pick and choose, Patience. If he wants us to work, he's going to have to like all of you.
Señora, Heather, perdón.
Go.
Pretty.
Thanks.
Oh, you too, but I was talking about the fish. Well, detective work is kind of like dating. It's all about the pursuit, but when you catch them... You like your sushi, huh? It's good.
So, tell me about this one that got away.
Catwoman.
Mm-hmm.
You heard of her?
Oh, yeah. Hot. Black leather. Whip.
She kissed me.
Really?
Yeah. What do you think about that?
Depends. You like bad girls?
Only if they like me back. No, listen, Patience. Bad isn't something that does it for me.
Okay, bad, good. Gotta be something in between, right? Maybe it's a little more complicated.
Why don't we start talking about you?
Okay.
What's it like to be an artist?
Well, I'm not really an artist. I mean, yeah, I did go to art school. But then I got a regular job at an advertising agency, and now I don't really know what I am anymore.
Well, I know what you are. You're different. You're special. And I like that about you.
Thanks.
No, it's true. And I want to know more about you.
You know, I guess there's a few things I need to explain.
Like what? Your new look? Huh? Your dunk shot?
No, that's not exactly what I was thinking.
Hey. You can tell me anything.
I hate the rain.
What were you saying?
Nothing
right about Beolene's secrets. I can't believe it, but you were right. Beolene is toxic. I have proof. We can stop him, but we have to stop him together. George will be launching Beolene at a press conference tomorrow. Beolene will be on the shelves on Monday.
So what'd you find?
Enough evidence to put someone away for a long, long time. I was everything they wanted me to be. I was never more beautiful, never more powerful. And then I turned 40 and they threw me away. It's all there behind the desk. The Claude Sludge thing was a little tricky, but I think I pulled it off.
You killed him.
No one is going to stop Beolene from hitting the shelves. Not Slavicki. Not George. And certainly not you. I'm sorry. I'm forgetting my manners.
Can I offer you something?
Can of tuna, saucer of milk, smoking gun, which, sweetheart, you just emptied into my husband's chest. Oh, George!
Help! Somebody help this damn woman! She killed George!
Yeah.
hallucinations. I'm sorry. I guess you could take this right out of my hands if you wanted.
If I wanted.
I'm telling you, Slim Vicky had evidence that Beoline was toxic. That's why Laurel killed him. George found out, and she killed him too. She was covering it up.
And ballistics show the same weapon killed both men. The gun that was in your hand.
Catwoman's hand.
What's the difference?
It doesn't matter.
Don't you understand? All of the evidence, every single piece, it points to you. There's nothing that shows me anything else.
There's me. You can believe me. Do you remember the first time you saw me?
Yeah.
What did you see?
A girl rescuing a cat.
No, you didn't. You saw a crazy person out on a ledge trying to jump. And all the evidence pointed to that, didn't it? I really need you to believe.
I don't know who you are.
I'm the same girl you were with last night.
Lost your woman, but at least you got your man.
Did I?
Yeah.
Hello, Midnight. You spent a lifetime caged by accepting who you are, all of who you are. You can be free, and freedom is power. It's not just about me anymore, Midnight. You know, Lassie would have brought me a key. Cross your paws.
Right here, bro. Yeah, you're
get to talk to your lawyer.
Dreamed of a world where every woman could be as beautiful as she wanted to be. He dedicated his life pursuing that dream. As Hedaire's new chief executive, I intend to make that dream a reality by proceeding with tomorrow's launch of Beauty.
Thank you so much. I have been dying to get some of this stuff.
Well, my husband would have wanted you to have it. He wanted that for everyone. Detective Lowe, what a surprise.
Yeah?
Everyone, this is the man that brought my husband's killer to justice.
Can I talk to you a minute? Right?
Come upstairs to my office. Standing over him, there were claw marks all over his body.
But none on Slavicki's.
Guess she didn't have the time.
She also didn't have a motive. What if I told you I know the truth? That I know who really killed your husband? That I know about Buling?
Why, detective, you make it sound like I'm a suspect.
What if I told you I had evidence?
If you have evidence, then how come I'm not?
Well, you're a smart woman, Mrs. Hedaire.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful. Rich. I thought maybe we could work something out.
So this evidence, you'll make it disappear? Pin it on the other girl?
If that's what you want me to do.
And you? What do you want?
Oh, you just gave me what I want. You just told me it was you.
Now why would you believe it was me?
Because I finally trusted a friend.
Yeah, well, your friend just got you killed.
Don't be stupid, Laurel. You don't want to kill a cop.
I'm a woman, Lana. I'm used to doing all kinds of things I don't want to do. Give my regards to my husband. How sweet. Thanks. Now I can kill you both.
Stop.
How is it?
Well, there goes my jump shot. Listen, I want you to know I'm sorry. I should have trusted you all along.
You're confusing me with somebody else.
Come on, patience.
I'll take this up.
I can't believe I trusted you. You're a fake.
And what are you, a hero? A thief? A freak? If you don't have an identity, why keep it a secret?
Because you killed me. It was me you flushed down the pipe. I'm Patience Phillip.
That's who's under there?
And if you keep using it, skin like living marble. And you can't feel a thing.
Honey,
you couldn't save yourself.
Game over.
Yes, what?
It's overtime. Hero, but I'm certainly not a killer.
You know, once Laurel's boys start talking, we'll be able to wrap up these murder cases pretty easy. And if Patience is back in the cell by tomorrow morning, it'll be awfully tough to prove that she was Catwoman.
Exactly.
delicious. Thank you. You know, the strawberry is good, too.
The day I died was the day I started to live. In my old life, I longed for someone to see what was special in me. You did. And for that, you'll always be in my heart. But what I really needed was for me to see it. And now I do. You're a good man, Tom. But you live in a world that has no place for someone like me. You see, sometimes I'm good. Oh, I'm very good. Sometimes I'm bad, but only as bad as I want to be. Freedom is power. To live a life untamed and unafraid is the gift that I've been given. And so, my journey begins.